Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. It's Jesse Green here at the control panels, and it's an absolute delight to be coming to you this week. We are picking up our conversation from last week, which is all about metrics that matter. So this is part two in a series, and if you've not yet had the opportunity to listen to part one, I'm going to suggest that you head back to that episode and listen to it before proceeding with this one. Now, before we get started with the conversation today, I wanted to take a moment to welcome new listeners to the podcast. It's tremendous to have you here, and also to share a couple of public service announcements. For those of you who are not yet members of the Savvy Dentist Facebook group, if you're a dentist, please do head across to the Savvy Dentist Facebook group at drjessegreen.com/Facebook. It's a resource there that is for dentists only. And you can come in and join us where we've got tools and training and a heap of goodies to help you create a practice and a life that you really love. Now, in addition to the Facebook group, I'm going to also mention that we have the Savvy Dentist app where we have tons of free content. You can grab it there. And of course, if you head across to your app store of choice, whether you're an Apple user, of course, that's the Apple App Store, or if you're a Google user, an Android user, head across to the Google Play Store and you can download the app there. Both of those resources are free, so please do take advantage of them. They're there for you to be able to utilize to create, as I said, a practice and a life that you love. Now, last week when we started our conversation around metrics that matter, I started off with a metaphor, and that metaphor was a fighter jet. And I spoke about two different types of flying. There's visual flying, where you look out the windscreen of the aircraft, and you look for a landmark, and you fly. And of course, the problem with that is that as soon as bad weather comes across or as soon as it becomes night, you can't see. And so there's a real risk of crashing the aircraft. And the corollary to visual flying is instrument-rated flying. And what that means is being able to be trained enough to look at a dashboard, to look at the dials, to know which levers to pull so that at any moment in time, you know exactly where you are in time and space, and you can be safe. You can navigate effectively no matter what the conditions are outside. And of course, understanding business metrics is akin to being able to fly a plane using a dashboard, to be able to be an instrument-rated pilot. So this whole episode and the last episode is about helping you become an instrument-rated pilot of your own business. And last week, we started with a conversation around cash flow, and cash flow being the biggest metric that we want to measure, of course, because it keeps the business alive. Businesses don't go out of business because of a lack of revenue. They don't go out of business because of a lack of profit necessarily. But what kills them is running out of cash. And so being able to know how to generate cash, to be able to how to measure cash is critical. So just on that, we started by discussing that assets are converted into sales. Sales are converted into profit, which is converted into operating and free cash flow. And with that free cash flow, you can use it to either distribute to owners, you could use it to reduce debt levels, or you could use it to buy more assets and really keep that flywheel turning further. So really, I wanted to mention that to you because mastering cash flow, of all the things you learn in your business, that's a really critical one. So of course, as business owners, if our goal is to become an instrument-rated pilot of our own business, it really comes back to understanding that if we can read the numbers, we make better decisions, and if we make better decisions, we get better outcomes. And one of my mentors has a saying that he's very fond of telling me, and he says, "Jesse, all my bad ideas started out as good ideas." And that's because, you know, he didn't make the decision based on data. So most people do rely on gut, and of course, that's where people come unstuck. We need to make sure we're using the data, and we talk about evidence-based dentistry all the time, but we need to also be having a conversation about evidence-based business. So what we didn't cover in our last episode was the fact that there are really two types of metrics that we talk about. The first one you'd be very familiar with, and that's a key performance indicator, and it's a metric that tells us how we're performing. The thing about a key performance indicator is it's a metric that has occurred after the fact. It's a result. So the second type of metric we talk about is a critical driver, and it's an activity or a cause that leads to the result. So we have one that occurs before the fact and another one that occurs after the fact. A critical driver is like a cause, and the KPI is the result or the effect of that cause. So what we're going to be talking about today is metrics that matter of both varieties, whether it's a critical driver or indeed a KPI. So let's start again by going back to the financial numbers. These numbers are really important, and if I'm stressing them, it's because I really want you guys to understand the financial performance of your business. It's critical, and as I said, above all else, it's what keeps the oxygen or the cash flow flowing through the blood vessels of your business. So looking at the financial elements of the business again for a moment, because this is key. Understanding how to utilize and understand your financial numbers is key. One of the things that we're going to look at is ultimately the revenue divided by assets, which is an important ratio because it measures the effectiveness of the business. So an example of that could be the revenue divided by the chair, or revenue per chair. And so what that gives us is an ability to understand is how well that chair or that asset is performing. And so we want to be able to look at that and compare it across the practice, understand whether there's an opportunity cost, understand whether we're getting the most out of that particular asset, and looking at that longitudinally to see how that's going over time as well. Another really important measure, which is again revenue divided by an asset, is revenue per employee. How effective are our staff members? How good are we at generating revenue from them? And I don't mean to sound unkind, but of course, that's really one of the key metrics of every business. We do treat our staff well, but they are an asset of the business, and we need to make sure there is a financial return on the wages bill. So what is the revenue per employee? It's really, really key. Are we overstaffed, understaffed? Have we got that balance just right? And that, of course, ties into looking at things like organizational structure. Where do we need to grow? What might be the next person we bring on into our team, and so on and so forth. So there's a couple of key things there just to focus on is revenue or sales divided by the asset as a measure of business effectiveness. Now, equally, we want to look at the return on assets, which is very similar. And of course, that comes back to the profit divided by the asset. And that is really another measure that we want to take care of. When it comes to metrics beyond the finances, really the area that I focus heavily on in our business come back to the marketing of the business, the sales of the business, and the day-to-day operations. And we use a dashboard that keeps us on track for that, and it's a dashboard that I review every day. I get reports in from our staff every single day against certain scorecards so that we know whether we're moving in the right direction or if we're not. And if we're not moving in the right direction, it's about how do we self-correct and get back on course. So a couple of things that we're going to be talking about just in terms of marketing and database and so on is we look at the active patient numbers over time. Is that patient base growing? And what I'm particularly interested in, just as an example, is if my active patient numbers, let's say the 1st of January is 5,000, and by the end of June, that number is 5,200, I'm very keen to understand what the rate of growth has been, but I'm also keen to understand really how many new patients have I achieved or attracted in that 6 month period. Because if I've attracted 2,000 new patients across 6 months and I've only had a net growth of active patients of 200, well, then clearly I'm asking whatever happened to the remaining number of patients, the other 1,800 patients. So we've got to make sure that we look at these numbers in conjunction with other numbers. A big mistake is to not look at the potential leaks. So for instance, we go, oh, the active patient base is growing. That's fantastic. It's grown by 200. But what's really happening is we've lost a lot of patients. So we need to understand exactly what that's looking like. When it comes to new patients, I'm also keen to look at how many, of course, as I've just mentioned. But not only that, I'm keen to look at which marketing activities are working. So what are the sources of those new patients? How many new patients are coming from the internet, whether it's Google, pay-per-click, whether it's organically, whether it's through Facebook ads, and so on and so forth. And the key I'm trying to work at here is what's my return on investment? How can I be sure that I'm spending money in the right area? A lot of people, when it comes to marketing, are just saying, I'm going to spend 2 or 3% of my revenue on marketing, which is fine. But at the same time, you've got to be looking at the return on investment. It makes intuitive sense. And I know that everyone listening to this podcast is going to say, yeah, I get that. I understand that. And yet, in my experience, having spoken to literally over 1,000 businesses, probably less than 10% actually measure that. Probably less than 10%. So again, while we're on marketing, another number I'm very, very keen to look at is the recall success rate. The recall system is one of three massive leaks in a patient database, and understanding how to measure that recall success rate is critical. You can do that, of course, through your practice management software, but it's really important that you understand what's happening at various points in your recall system, because it is the recurring profit model of your practice. It's what gets people back to the practice. Some people refer to it as the rent roll. But for me, I call it the recurring profit model. And it's also a massive source of new patients, because a lot of our patients come through word of mouth referrals. So if we're not utilizing a recall system, not only are we losing patients potentially, we're also stymieing our ability to generate new patients. So we hinder further growth as well. So another leak that's really important to take care of in your practice is incomplete treatment. And that's a metric that I look at very, very regularly. What's the dollar value of outstanding treatment? What's the number of treatment plans sitting on our system that have not yet been converted or the patients are yet to proceed with? And how do we follow that up? I want that number down as low as possible, of course. So when it comes to critical drivers, some of the things that we focus on internally in our business, really to drive new patients in particular, is to be asking for referrals, multiplying the booking, generating reviews, and so on and so forth. And of course, what I'm also looking at is, have we lost patients? Where did those patients go? Why did they leave? So a metric I really focus on is records releases, because that's indicative, obviously, of people leaving, the ones that we know about. And of course, there are people that could leave without ever submitting a records release, but we need to measure that. Of course, when I do have a records release, we want to do an exit interview to find out why people are going and understanding the reasoning, so that we can then make some changes if we need to. Another metric that we have used on and off, and I must tell you that it's really been a little bit of an experiment for us, and I think it's got some use in there, so I'll mention it, but I'm going to say it's wet concrete for us at the moment, and that is to really look at Net Promoter Score. And of course, that's a satisfaction score where you've got a scale of 1 to 10. 9s and 10s are your advocates. 6, 7s and 8s are fairly neutral. And anything less than 6 is a bit of a negative. So looking at Net Promoter Score is another metric that I think is really useful to measure. So we've spent a fair bit of time talking about marketing. We've had a little bit of a conversation about finances today. And I'm going to leave you at the end of our conversation with one last financial metric, which I'll come back to in a minute. But the third category that I really want to focus on, of course, is case acceptance or sales. And so in our practice, we absolutely measure the ability of people to be able to present treatment and have it accepted. And that comes through the case acceptance rate. And it varies significantly with new patients and existing patients, which makes sense because existing patients we have a stronger relationship with. So given that people buy from those whom they know, like, and trust, it makes sense that case acceptance would be higher for existing patients than new patients. We also look at new patient value. So if I'm going to be running a marketing campaign, I want to know what the average new patient value is. And we do that by looking at the amount of treatment that's been accepted on a per patient basis for a given period of time. And equally, we can look at the new patient potential, which is the amount of treatment that's been diagnosed per patient across the same period of time. It's really, really important. In terms of a critical driver around that, what we focus heavily on in our practice is the number of units of treatment presented per day per practitioner, because we know that if we present enough treatment, assuming that it's there to be presented, that goes without saying, ethically and morally, but we know that if we've got sufficient throughput of patients, we'll have sufficient amount of treatment to present. So we've got to make sure that we're diagnosing comprehensively, and we do that by measuring the amount of treatment we diagnose. And a critical driver for us is to present a certain number of units of treatment per day. So really, really key. So there's some metrics for you that really make a difference. We have those in a dashboard in our practice. And as I said, I review that dashboard every single day. It's what gets reported on in our practice. It's how I make decisions moving forward. And it really does drive the performance of our business. I mentioned to you just a moment ago that I was going to leave you with a financial metric at the end of this podcast. It's not a metric that you're going to see in any accounting book. It's not a metric that you're going to see written up in any business literature, but it is a metric I pay very, very close attention to, and that is the effective hourly rate. The effective hourly rate is the free cash flow divided by the number of hours worked in or on the business by the business owner. And that effective hourly rate is key because it bakes in the ability to generate revenue. It bakes in the ability to manage your cash flow, which was around managing expenses, managing accounts receivable, managing accounts payable, managing inventory. So it bakes in all those things around managing cash flow, as well as baking in the degree of leverage into your practice. So if you're doing a lot of hours, you might have a reasonably high free cash flow. But if you're working bazillion hours, then your effective hourly rate is going to be quite low. But if you've got leverage into your practice, that effective hourly rate is going to be higher, of course. So for anyone looking to grow their business, it's a really key metric. One of my mentors taught that metric to me many years ago, and it's been something that we've held very close to our practice and something we measure very, very carefully, again, very regularly. So I wanted to leave you with that metric because I think even though you're not going to find it necessarily in an accounting book, you're going to be able to utilize it to see how your business is tracking. So if you're looking to create a true business rather than a self-employment situation, it's fundamentally important to know, am I managing cash flow and am I installing leverage into the practice so that I can create a life as well as a business? So again, ladies and gents, there you have it. There's some metrics that matter. I hope you find that helpful. I hope you find that useful. But most importantly, I hope you put it into action so that you can drive your practice in the direction that you want to and achieve your goals. Because success is personal. There's no one right way to do things. There is no one right destination. No matter what you see on social media, no matter what you see here, there, and everywhere, there are many ways to be right. And I wanted to give you these metrics as a way of gauging whether you're on your own right path, not anyone else's right path, but your own. And these metrics will act as guardrails, they'll act as navigation points, and they'll act as your dashboard so that you can become an instrument-rated pilot in your own practice. So I hope you find that episode helpful. And until next week, take good care, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.